Your home for classic hits, AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM, WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
Are your brakes squeaking or grinding? Is it time for an alignment? Before you hit the road, hit up Big O Tires in Lebanon. Big O Tires on State Road 39 can help you get back on the road in no time. With dependable service, honest advice, and fast turnaround times, Big O Tires in Lebanon is the team you trust. Stop in and talk to owner Alan or manager Lauren, or call 765-388-4715. Visit them on Facebook at Big O Tires in Lebanon to stay up to date on exclusive offers. When your car needs care, trust the name drivers rely on, Big O Tires.
This Valentine's Day, don't give your sweetheart chocolate or flowers. They want something bigger, something better, something with a hitch. At TC Trailers, they've got over 400 trailers on the lot, ready to sweep them off their feet. From flatbeds to enclosed trailers, goosenecks to dump trailers, they've got the perfect match for every hauling need. And they're keeping it affordable because love shouldn't break the bank. With their in-house repair shop and fully stocked parts department, TC Trailers is keeping your romance and your rig rolling. Plus, financing is available to help you seal the deal. Visit tc-trailers.com because if you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hi, I'm Jenny, the manager over at your Big Deals online store. Did you know that when you shop locally, 83 cents of that dollar stays in town? Local businesses are the lifeblood of our community, and that's why you should shop your Big Deals online store. Dozens of gift certificates to local businesses, all in one convenient place. And best of all, they never expire.
Just click on the Big Deals tab at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, or CarrollCountyDailyNews.com.
Welcome back to Party Line on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Party Line presented by Clinton Carroll, BooneCountyDailyNews.com, Big Deals, Big O Tires, Ivy Tech Community College, and TC Trailers. Before we get to the rest of the sponsors, that way I can take a breath. I see that you have the forecast in hand.
I do.
Sorry, got to turn the mic on. Have the forecast, and it looks good. It's what I like to see.
Numbers, isn't it funny how yesterday seemed like it was 80 degrees after what we've had?
Numbers that start with 4 and 5 instead of 0 or a negative.
There we go.
Yeah, that's what I like to see. So today we'll get a high near 40. Some winds today, so it'll feel a little bit colder than that. But tomorrow, another high near 40, partly sunny. Friday, high near 47. And Saturday, we're going to be in the 50s.
Julia,
so,
50s.
50s.
Just wait. Next week, it'll be back to negative 10 or whatever.
Stop it.
Come on.
It's what they call false spring. So they like entice you with this fake spring and then bang, right back into winter.
Yeah.
Whatever.
It's going to happen.
I'll take these. I did think it was amazing how much snow actually melted off yesterday.
Yeah.
I still had a huge chunk in front of my mailbox that I had to kind of drive around to get to the mail. And yesterday I was like, oh, that thing's gone. I can easily get to my mailbox right now.
And now the dog just jumps in the mud instead of the snow.
I had that last night too. You as well, because you have a dog too. By the way, you can watch the online telecast at HoosierlandTV.com, brought to you by Copper Electric Services, LLC, VFW Post 1110 in Frank. Marshan's Window Tinting, Ellis Jewelers, Witham Health Services, Tornado Roofing, Siding and Gutters, Simplify Family Dental, The Community Foundation, Stone Alley Hardware and Industrial Supply, Wesley Manor Retirement Community, Newell Gas, Welty Exteriors, Arborwood by Shoops, Big O Tires in Lebanon, CMIM Carpet Cleaning, Solidarity Community Federal Credit Union, Day and Ginda Funeral Home, Culligan Water at Boone and Clinton County, Shoops Country Foods, The Farmers Bank, and 51 West Event Center. We do have a basketball game coming up. Well, actually, you got
Friday and Saturday
is a really busy day to you. I'll let you talk about that really quickly.
Yeah, so Friday we'll have another game of the week, boys basketball, Clinton Prairie and Rossville. Should be another good game, another chance to look at the Rossville Hornets, who have been really, really good this year in boys basketball, and see this new-look Clinton Prairie team, a very young squad, so Should be a good game Friday night. That game's at Rossville starting at 7:30. We'll go on about 7:15 with some pregame coverage on Hoosierland TV. And then on Saturday, regionals for girls basketball, Carroll versus Monroe Central. That's over in Marion. So if you don't want to make the drive all the way to Marion, listen on WILO. We'll go live about 12:45 with pregame coverage.
It's an early game.
Tip-off is at 1 o'clock. So, yeah, listen to Inside the Huddle. Go get some lunch and then come back.
You guys are hustling, aren't you?
Yeah. I told Kyle, I said, well, if we get out of here right away, we should get there just in time to set up and get started.
So. Well, if you have to cut it 5 minutes short, I won't be angry. How's that?
There we go.
But hey, you guys are Friday night, Saturday morning, off again. And by the time Saturday night rolls around, you guys are going to be pooped.
So we
appreciate all you're doing. And again, Friday night on Hoosierland TV, but the girls on Saturday is right here on the radio. And you can listen on the radio 96.9 FM AM 1570, Boone's Best 102.7. Or you can stream. You can download the WILO app, or you can go to Clinton Carroll or BooneCountyDailyNews.com and just click the bouncing bar. So there's several ways you can catch that game on the radio and streaming as well. In studio, Julia Leahy, Community Development Director for the City of Delphi. How are you today?
I am great. Thanks for having me again.
How are those grandma duties?
Oh, the grandma duties are wonderful.
Do I see peaches there?
You see a little scout.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, 6 months old already. So
isn't that a fun age,
though?
Yeah,
yeah. So
I love that age when they can kind of get past that whole right baby
just
phase.
Just starting to giggle.
Yes.
You know, those little baby giggles. So
those cute little Why is it so cute for the babies to have the wrinkles and the chunkiness like that? But
know.
When I do it, my doctor doesn't think it's near
don't
as adorable.
See that. Nope, I understand.
Well, what's happening in your world? You know, it's a new year, new budget, and what's happening with that?
You know, I'm excited because Delphi Main Street has really come a long way. Last year was a great year. We grew so much. Now we are going full force. There are so many new events and ideas that, you know, the businesses and volunteers just want to see happen, bring the community together. So I'm excited.
I don't know how you do it. You guys were already busy.
We were busy. I know we were busy, but boy, when you get some people together just thinking about big ideas, it's like, okay.
But that's awesome.
That is so awesome. Yeah. So that's what makes this job so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, Mardi Gras. I mean, Mardi Gras in Delphi is coming up Saturday, February 21st.
Well, tell us all about it.
Yeah. It's a great opportunity for the businesses or the restaurant specifically to, you know, try something new, you know, feature a food item or two. That's kind of Mardi Gras inspired. So everything that is on this menu, there are 12 places, it all has something to do with Mardi Gras foods. So, yeah, it's after, you know, Mardi Gras and Ash Wednesday. I get all that. But it's more along the lines of, hey, let's try some culinary things you wouldn't normally try.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, without going all the way to, you know, New Orleans, but even Sassy Salon, you know, it's not a restaurant, but she loves to get involved, and she just joined our board, too. But at Sassy's, you know, between 8 and noon, she's going to have chicory coffee, which is you can find that down there on Bourbon Street, right? And beignets, homemade beignets. So,
ooh,
yeah.
Beignets.
You know, fried bread, cinnamon, sugar.
What's not to like?
Better, right?
You had me at hello.
I know. There you go. But okay. Yeah, seriously, just about every restaurant. And it's
stuff that you would think as well. I mean,
yeah.
Obviously the beignets, but there's jambalaya, mm-hmm. skillet hash, king cake espresso, then gumbo, shrimp po'boys.
Yep.
Po'boys, I like to say,
yeah,
yes. But I think these are just things that you would kind of expect to see at Mardi Gras.
Yeah, I think so, too. And even at the bakeries, you know, trying the king cakes.
Cajun shrimp tacos.
I know.
Are
see,
you kidding me?
Going down the list here. The beverages are great. The hurricanes, the milk punch. Again, I've never tried milk punch, but I think I might have to.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, so Cajun shrimp tacos. Mitchell's is one of everybody's favorites, and they'll do their Cajun shrimp taco for the day. So, yeah, I know. It's great.
Chocolate chip shots.
Apparently, that's a big deal.
Sounds like a big deal in everybody's world here.
But, you know, Delphi has this new restaurant. It's called Lakai Caribbean Restaurant. So they specialize in Cajun kinds of foods. And, you know, it says bouillon soup. I am intrigued. I don't know what that's going to be like, but they promised me it's going to be delicious. Everything I've had there has been amazing. So.
Well, if you're wondering, the folks that are involved, Sassy Salon, Buttermilk Biscuit mm-hmm. Company and Coffee Shop, The Sandwich Shop, Sweet Salvation Bakery, Stonehouse, Healthy's and Delphi Depot, Lakai Caribbean Restaurant or Caribbean. It depends on how you want to say here in Indiana. And we don't care how
you don't care.
It. That's right. Delphi Pizza King, Mitchell's Mex, and Brick and Mortar Pub, the Doghouse, and the Office Tavern. Those three listed last. You do have to be 21 or over.
Right. Yeah. The Brick and Mortar has always had something delicious. And again, they're doing their Cajun shrimp pasta. It's just amazing. So
that sounds delicious.
I know. It's, you know, 9 o'clock in the morning and we're ready. So
and so so it's coming up on February 21st and the hours are then?
Well, it's one day only and it's the hours of the restaurant. So, or it's Sassy's, in her case, she closes at noon.
Okay.
I think Buttermilk closes at 2. So definitely look ahead and see. Plan your route, right?
Right. No,
know where you're going to go from 8 to 10 and 12 and, yeah, into the evening because the Doghouse has got a Marty party all day.
And they do know how
to
party.
They do know how to party. There's live music
been there.
That evening.
They do know how to party. That is for sure. Well, looking forward to it. Again, folks, this is coming up on February 21st, so I was glad we were able to have you on now
to
let
glad.
Folks know about it. So you have some other things happening here, too, and I just want to touch on this photo right here a little bit. I'm surprising you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Julia Leahy was the winner from Carroll County for the Charles Carroll Award.
Yeah.
Talk about that a little bit.
So what's funny is I started that when I was with the chamber thinking, okay, Charles Carroll is a big deal to Carroll County. That's who we were named after. And it was always given to either a volunteer or somebody that goes above and beyond and is just the ultimate Carroll County cheerleader. And they surprised me, you know, just a year after I left the chamber, that I was able to accept it. So it was really a nice honor.
I have to say, you are totally deserving.
Yeah,
you are
such a
champion for your community.
I love the community. Yeah.
You have a great community. And I think people feel that. Every time we talk to you, we're like, oh Julia's
let's
coming.
Let's go to Carroll County.
Yeah.
We'll definitely come to Carroll County.
Julia represents well.
Well, thank you.
But how cool. So congratulations on that. We wanted to talk about that as well. A couple of other things coming up in your area. Mm-hmm. Can you talk about that at all?
Yeah. So the Carroll County has a great opportunity for some housing rehabilitation. And it's a major grant that we're working with some partners. And it's really focused on if you're a veteran and you need some housing repairs, if you're 65 and up, or even a single household and you meet some certain income requirements that you just haven't had the opportunity to put back into your home. You do have to own your home. It's, you know, it's not for people who rent. But yeah, especially with veterans, this is such a great way to help them if they need furnace repairs or new windows or a roof, for goodness sakes.
Veterans or seniors, you know, they live on such a fixed income in some cases
that
having just that extra something, and it's that whole guilt, right? Because you're like, I know I need to do that.
Right.
Maybe I just don't have the money to get it done right now. But then not doing it can also lead to bigger problems.
Bigger problems, I mean,
especially if it's a roof or maybe a window that's leaking or something like that.
Yeah, so if anybody right now is just looking for people to inquire, just to see if they qualify. And so you can stop by the courthouse and go to a couple of the offices there. I'm also getting ready to run some copies and put it in the City of Delphi office, too. So starting tomorrow, if you know, just stop by. You don't have to live in Delphi. Just live in Carroll County.
Sure. And just real briefly, just some of the qualifications. I know you don't have the list right here in front of you. Just a few. Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head as far as the income level.
Okay.
I know it varies based on how many people are in your household.
Sure.
So.
Right. That totally makes sense. All right. And who do they contact again?
So they go to the Carroll County Courthouse. You can go to the recorder's office on the second floor, the veterans office on the first floor. Those are two great places, or the City of Delphi office. Okay. I'll have that there tomorrow.
All right. Looking forward to that.
Mm. Flora Depot. I loved that project. I was part of that. Seeing people restore an amazing historic building it's really cool. Anyway, Carroll County has a lot of great history when it comes to transportation.
We do.
And then there's a new museum that's going to be opening here in the next, I don't know how long it's going to take them, the Interurban Museum.
Really?
So, yeah, Delphi had the Interurban Trolley that went through. And so learning that the Delphi Preservation Society has the building where the original station was. And they're going to work to get that done. So it's really cool. Lots of things in the works, especially when it comes to historic transportation.
Well, and if you're interested in maybe learning about that, the next meeting is actually today.
It's tonight.
It's tonight, 5:30, and that's at 104 West Main Street in Flora. So they're going to talk about some things in the planning process to maybe get that rolling.
Yes.
So if folks are interested, tonight's the night.
The
to
inside
try and...
is done. The outside is done. Now it's getting the word out there so people know they can utilize it. So it's perfect for a group of like 40 people.
Yeah.
You know, just to have a celebration, a meeting. Yeah, they want it to get used.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
That's very neat. Let's talk about some of the things happening in Delphi.
Okay.
Delphi continues to kind of have a lot for residents, but visitors, it's surprising how many people go through there. Maybe on their way to their lake, maybe not, or to the lakes, maybe not. Maybe just people. I know that, you know, Madison said one time that she said, well, we just had some people that literally were traveling the country and happened upon Delphi.
Right.
So talk about what people can look forward to, because it is changing. You guys are really have been filling out grants and doing lots of things to try and improve and continue to make it a better place to live.
You know, Delphi has several parks, and we have a very active parks board now. And so to hear their vision, we had a meeting the other night, just to hear what they're wanting to do, bringing more recreational opportunities for people. So we have over 15 miles of trails now to begin with, but we're looking to add more. We just added a pickleball courts last year, at the end of the year. And, you know, the basketball, I even saw somebody yesterday with a shovel getting all the snow off the basketball court. You know, the sun's shining, he wanted to get out and play, right? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people want to do that. We have great places to walk your dogs. We have a dog park. So people who have pets, it's a good opportunity. Excuse me. But the Opera House. Boy, have you had the Opera House director here yet?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. So many great things going on and continuing to enhance the quality of life in place with cultural activities. So it's really cool.
Yeah.
We're partnering together on an event in June. That's the first one we've done. It's the Porch Festival.
Really?
So think about all the historic homes in Delphi that have porches, and we're going to have live music. So it's just an opportunity to get out and about, walk around, go to all the porches, listen to some music, eat some great food. So,
do they ever open up their houses? Have you ever had one of those?
Yeah, and the Delphi Preservation Society will do a historic homes tour about every other year.
I was going to say, wasn't there one like last year?
I think it was last year.
And I wanted to get to that.
They even did front yards one year, too. It was neat. So we have very active nonprofit groups that just want to bring people to the community.
And some of those homes, I just drive by, I'm like, man, I'd love to go in that house. I bet it's just gorgeous. I bet the woodwork in that house is gorgeous. You know what I mean?
For sure.
And you see some of the windows that still have oh my gosh. Yeah, you guys have a great downtown.
But no,
area.
I mean, we got all of those things, and then we're getting ready to kick off market season again. I mean, that starts in May. So that's third Saturdays right downtown. So look for ways to, you know, come and buy fresh produce, homemade candles and jewelry, and you name it. It's become a very popular thing to stop in Delphi and visit. So every third Saturday.
Well, it's a great
Saturday.
Location. You guys have great restaurants, but then you can get all great things while you're down there as well. Some great little boutiques down there.
Yeah, we sure do.
Urban Chic and some of the others. Nice little locations.
It is. Yeah. It's very walkable. Two art galleries. You know, it's there is something for everybody. There really is.
Housing.
Yeah.
You guys have been working on bringing homes in. And so give us an update there and tell us what's going on. Again, Julia Leahy is the Community Development Director for the City of Delphi. She's our guest on Party Line today.
Yeah. No, the, what's it called? The Bowen Estates. It has some new homes built already. A couple have been sold. They want to have five at all times. So you can kind of tour and see what the possibilities are. So I believe there are seven right now. So they're for sale. It's a great neighborhood, a very walkable community. So we're excited about that one. We actually have another one in the works. They have a rezoning discussion. They have to get rezoned, and so that's a public meeting next week. But it's a kind of a condominium community.
Well, that's funny because I was going to ask you about apartments. I know a lot of people talk about homes,
sure,
but there are still people that just either they're not right. there as much, or they just don't want to have the upkeep of their yard or whatever.
Or they're downsizing, right?
Right. Yeah. And we had some new places come in, and they, I got to say, they do look phenomenal. Mm-hmm. But that was going to be my next question. Do we need more of which type? Is it just both? Is it everything? Mm-hmm. So,
you know, I think, you know, the Ballin Estates is amazing. It's got big homes, you know, two, three-bedroom homes. So that's one element, right? We have the apartment complex, which I think has been full since the first day. And now with this particular development, these are more like starter homes or just downsizing, but not ready to be in an apartment building. Mm-hmm. They still want their garage and a place to live and a yard. So, yeah, we'll see what happens. I think it's a really cool project.
And where's that going to be?
So it is not too far from the school.
Oh,
so
that's
great.
A nice
great
place
area.
Over there.
Yeah. So, might mean some more sidewalks, means walking, you know, even more walking. But these are very responsible developers, and they're wanting to make sure they create a community that's going to be amazing for everybody.
That's a little farther walk, but still very walkable.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's not like it's so far.
You're
not a mile away or anything like that. It's still very walkable.
No.
And then it's nice in there as well. That,
it is.
That would be a nice, pretty walk in there.
So anyway.
What are you looking forward still to? Maybe bringing in or thoughts of things that you're like, okay, we've got this area done.
Mm-hmm.
We've got these beautiful homes. Now we need to think about X.
Right.
What's X?
You know, I think X for a lot of people, anything pet related. We had a great discussion the other night. So many people have pets, and especially in Carroll County, and dogs. Coming, you know, we have about one retail spot open in the downtown, and it's like, okay, maybe we should look at some sort of pet boutique or grooming. You know, that's such a demanding field. Carroll County has more pets per household than the average in the state of Indiana.
Really?
So again, it's prime, right? So anyway, that was kind of identified the other night when we were all brainstorming together. I'm like, okay, all right. So if you're in the pet business, let me know.
Okay.
Definitely.
Oh, I'm sure. I would think people would be interested in that.
Yeah. So one good spot, there's another smaller spot that we would love to get another small boutique, you know, women's boutiques. We love that. Having three or four in a community would be wonderful. So,
And what else as far as maybe, do you have a shoe store? What else are you guys looking for?
We do not have a shoe store. Used to for many, many years with Morrow's, and they had an amazing business, and it was time for them to, you know, move on. So we do miss them, but yeah, shoes, you can't get a whole lot of shoes unless you go to Urban Chic, and then it's just women's shoes.
Right, yes.
But yeah, Jacob's Redesign, they have lots of shoes for anybody in the family. They're gently used, same with Cameo Classy Boutique. They have a lot of gently used women's shoes.
So we have Do It in Delphi coming up this summer.
We do. Do It in Delphi is pretty much every third Saturday. But we really focus on the markets. So May to October, that's the Do It Delphi market.
And I would say, I feel like I've always felt like we're kind of like sister cities.
Yeah,
I call them sister cities, sister towns.
I agree.
Same size. I think same kind of minded folks. You know, the community foundation just got done making their big push, and all three communities made it. So what does that look like for you folks?
Oh, boy. Yeah.
When you're able to bring those kinds of funds in.
Yeah. I mean, we're thinking bigger picture, definitely bigger picture, and looking at the communities to see what are we missing, thinking quality of place. For sure. And how can we enhance our playgrounds so they're more inclusive to everybody? Meeting with a playground person tomorrow. So fun stuff. I don't get to go play on the playground, but I at least get to learn about some things that we might consider bringing to Delphi. So,
What about, and I'm just thinking, I'm trying to think here, medical offices and things like that. How is Delphi situated with that kind of?
We have the amazing Family Health Clinic, and we have other services. But yeah, there's been a discussion about what a healthcare campus might look like. You know, what are we missing? And while we're 30 minutes to an urgent care in Lafayette, how nice would it be if we had something locally, especially with the screaming kid in the middle of the night who's got a fever that needs, you know, assistance. So yeah, we've been talking about healthcare campus. Child care is another big deal. So everybody's really been focusing on child care. And again, this gift that, you know, through the foundation is something we could look at. But and then yesterday I sat in on a call about the arts. I love the arts. I'm so excited because Delphi Main Street said, yes, we're going to start a Delphi Arts Council. We're going to focus on doing things that the community, you're thinking about. We have so many great artists. And my mind opened up to what art really meant. It's so much more than just a painting on a wall, right?
Absolutely.
So we have lots of talented musicians, playwrights, poetry, and not to mention painting and sculptures and jewelry making. So we're really going to focus on the arts, I think, here the next 2 years. So
I think that's
I'm excited about that.
Well, it does make sense. For a town your size that has the restaurants that you have,
right.
Continuing to bring folks in for other reasons, that's how you get them in.
You know, why not? I mean, we've got the Delphi has one really big mural that's very, very old. It needs redone. We all know that. And so I think we're going to find the funding and the right artists to do something cool. Just in that one spot. But now that, you know, I'm focusing on the arts, I'm looking at all the buildings.
Suddenly, that wall needs painted, and that wall needs painted, and that wall needs painted.
That's right. So we might be the little Oprah of, you know, murals in Delphi. I don't know. We'll see.
I love murals, though.
I do, too.
And I think it's a great way to promote your city.
I do, too.
We have a fairly new mural here in downtown Frankfurt that just went up, and it's beautiful. And I thought the artist did a phenomenal job. The fingers on the lady, drive by it if you have a chance, are just so, and her hair, it's so good.
Oh.
And I think that is a great and pretty inexpensive. I know it has a cost, but compared to some other things, I'm all about murals on walls.
Everywhere I go, I look for that. Even when I went to Puerto Rico, I knew there was a street full of really cool murals, and we went out of our way just to make sure and go see them.
Denver. If you ever go to Denver, Colorado, they have tons and tons. And people go get their pictures taken and draw.
Right.
I mean, that was what we did. We spent one day walking around getting our pictures taken in front of the murals.
I would do that, too. So
I mean, and if you don't have a ton of money, that's a little way
it
you
is.
Can... It forces people to see your town.
It does.
It forces them to spend time there. Mm-hmm. They're getting their photo taken, and they're remembering, hey, we did that. Did it in Delphi.
It creates a vibe, right?
I totally think
that's what we're working on.
All right. Anything else you would like to share with us about upcoming things?
I'm just, there's so many things in the works. Please follow Delphi Main Street on Facebook. That's where we try to put all of our events. We're working on Restaurant Week, Devour Delphi. So
I like that.
Stay tuned for that.
But, do we know when that's coming up?
Sometime this spring.
Okay, so it'll be in the spring.
It'll be in the spring.
In the meantime, get to Mardi Gras.
Yes.
Do they have to have tickets or anything?
Not
or can
at
they
all.
Just go to each location?
No, you go to each location, and obviously you have to buy the food. But.
Right, yes. Yeah, February 21st, folks,
yeah.
And it's during the hours of each of those locations.
Right.
They're regular hours, but they'll have special meals that night for Mardi Gras style meals.
Absolutely.
February 21st in Delphi.
Come out and have a good time.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys.
Julia Leahy,
appreciate it.
Always a wealth of information, the Community Development Director there. Sam, again, games coming up Friday, Saturday this week, and you can check him out on HoosierlandTV.com. And then Saturday, he will be on the radio right here on WILO and Boone's Best 102.7. Shan will be in tomorrow bringing you another edition of Party Line. Thanks for listening, everybody.